Title: Court finds ambiguity in additional insured endorsement to trigger defense duty under completed operations coverage. Content: Pulte Home Corporation vs. American Safety Indemnity Company, Cal RPTR.3D, 2017 WL372-5045, August 30, 2017. California Court of Appeal, 4th District, Division 1, Case No. D070478. In two construction defect lawsuits, homeowners sued the general contractor and developer, Pulte Home Corporation, for alleged foundation, electrical and waterproofing defects. Pulte required that its subcontractors purchase general liability insurance with completed operations coverage, naming Pulte as an additional insured. American Safety Indemnity Company had issued such liability insurance policies to several subcontractors implicated in the defect claims. Those policies included products completed operations coverage for property damage occurring away from the named insured's premises, arising out of your work. Your work included work or operations performed by you or on your behalf and warranties as to fitness and quality. By way of an additional insured endorsement, AIE, the policies named Pulte as an additional insured, but only with respect to liability arising out of your work and only as respects ongoing operations performed by the named insured for the additional insured on or after the endorsement's effective date. Relying primarily on the italicized language of the AIE, American Safety denied Pulte's request for a defense to the lawsuits. According to American Safety, its endorsement properly removed completed operations coverage for additional insureds, although such coverage remained for named insureds. Pulte sued American Safety alleging a breach of the duty to defend and bad faith. The trial court agreed that American Safety owed and breached a duty to defend. Among other things, it found that the AIE created ambiguities on the potential for coverage in construction defect lawsuits. It held that the AIE's reference to ongoing operations had not expressly excluded completed operations coverage. Thus, it awarded Pulte its underlying defense fees and costs. The trial court also held that American Safety unreasonably interpreted the AIE to avoid defense coverage, and did so contrary to court decisions known by American Safety to have already rejected American Safety's interpretation. Thus, it found American Safety to be in bad faith, and awarded Pulte its Brandt fees, that is, the attorney's fees it incurred to enforce the policy. In awarding Brandt fees, the trial court considered hourly fees after Pulte and its lawyers changed the contingency fee agreement to an hourly fee agreement post-verdict. The trial court also awarded punitive damages against American Safety on a 1-to-1 ratio to its award of Brandt fees. The Court of Appeal affirmed the judgment in Pulte's favor, except that it remanded with instructions to recalculate the Brandt fee award, and consequently, the punitive damages award too. In reviewing the threshold coverage issue as to whether the additional insured endorsements explicitly exclude D, coverage for the subcontractor's completed operations, the court rejected American Safety's argument that the ongoing operations language in the AIE applied as a limiting term excluding completed operations coverage. According to the court, the AIE can reasonably be read as a grant of coverage for the insured's completed operations if property damage ensued from them, and because your work included warranties and representations, liability arising out of such inherently involves completed work, not work in progress, the court reasoned further. Subject AIEs were issued during construction, while the subcontractors were still working on different phases of the projects. Both sets of insureds could reasonably have expected that if the subcontractors had bought completed operations coverage for the work, it also applied to vicarious liability of the developer. These AIEs do not clearly restrict coverage to only ongoing operations, simply by linking the ongoing operations phrase to liability arising out of the work clause. If American Safety intended to exclude the completed operations coverage for additional insureds, it needed to expressly do so. The Court of Appeal also held that substantial evidence supported the trial court's finding of bad faith and award of punitive damages. It disagreed, however, with the lower court SBR.